The Rangers have defeated the Royals 11 straight times, and the red-hot Cole Hamels would love to make it 12, but he was locked in a duel Saturday with fellow lefty Danny Duffy. It is nothing-nothing top seven. Elvis Andrews digs in to face Duffy.
The 1-1 pitch is hit on the ground to short. Two is left. Escobar, he has it. Spins on the outfield grass. The throw is in time to get Elvis Andrews. A simply marvelous play. Goes into the wind, and here's another 1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip caught by Lucroy, and Perez strikes out.
To Andrews, and that'll do it. Cole Hamels has set down 13 of the last 14.
And the pitch swung on and drilled on one hop to second base. Merrifield's got it. The second for one to first. Double play on a close play at first.
Shin-Soo Chu becomes a very dangerous hitter.
Pitch to Chu. Swung on, lifted in the air. Short left field. It is slicing. It is fair. Gallo will score. Chu's on at first base, and the Rangers lead 1-0. Claudio bidding for his second save in as many nights and his third of the year.
There's the ground ball. And that is the 14th time that Salvador Perez has grounded into a double play this year.
The Rangers take it 1-0. It's their 12th consecutive win versus the Royals dating back to last July. Cole Hamels extends his scoreless inning streak to 21. If only the Rangers could play the Royals all the time. Following Saturday's 1-0 win, Texas has now defeated Kansas City a dozen consecutive times. Here is Texas skipper Jeff Banister.
The entire pitching staff, start with Hamels. I think really the key were three up, three down innings. Very efficient with all his pitches. Change up, cutter combo with the up fastball, something that Cole has been working really hard on. And lately it's been the early count strikes with the curveball and then able to utilize a cutter fastball combo with a changeup down to go ahead and induce the soft contact. Really only in trouble in one inning there, I believe in the third, where he had bases loaded and was able to maneuver his way out of it. Huge inning for him right there.
It took until the ninth inning, but the Rangers finally broke through courtesy of a Shin-Soo Chu ribby double off Danny Duffy in the top of the ninth, eventually giving the Rangers a 1-0 win over Kansas City. Here is Chu talking about his big hit.
He's like fastball, off-speed, everything. Looks like whatever you want to pitch, you know. And then hitters count, and they do the off-speed, throw, chase the hitters, you know. I think he's all pitch all good, and then I got just a little bit jammed in the ninth innings. I think a little bit help, a third at bat, hit a line drive of the left field. So I have a better, you know, approach in the last at bat.
And you've had some bad luck lately where you've hit the ball hard and not gotten base hits, but there you get jammed and you get a huge base hit. That must have felt pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I last 7-8 games, I hit the ball hard all the time, but that's a part of the game, you know. But I always think, try, you know, think positives. You know, I think it's worth it last at bat.
Did the All-Star break come at a good time for some of you guys to just hit the reset button and start fresh in the second half?
Absolutely. Everybody looking good. And then I know a little bit tough game, played a good team in Kansas City, but it did it pitching wise, defense, you know, we have an opportunity in the game and then we make it. So that's why we are good last two games.
The Rangers send Yu Darvish to the mound on Sunday. He'll be opposed by Ian Kennedy.